That means the next development really widely used also in Europe was the Video 2000 system, the Video 2000 cassette. I do not have a cassette with me, but I guess that you can still buy it somewhere, also in the shops. Video 2000 cassettes are still available because the system is always is still used by some consumers. I have also a recorder at home, and I still use it also in the school where my wife is teaching. Video 2000 is still used. So the system exists, but since long no tape recorder will be produced in the Video 2000 system. So this Video 2000 system was introduced in 1979 at the Berlin Fair, and it was first time a cassette which could be used on both sides. That means a flip-over cassette. If you came to the end on one side, you could turn it over and then record the next side. So the half-inch tape was basically used quarter-inch. That means only half of that tape was used for one direction, and then the other direction came. And therefore, the track widths of the video tracks had to be half of the track width of, let's say, previous recorders at least. So we came down to track width of 22 micron. So it is a very narrow track. So this narrow track means that to follow the track exactly could not be achieved by keeping mechanical tolerances within a certain range only. So between different machines, and you have to have interchangeability fully on all machines, it was necessary to develop a new system which was called DTF, dynamic track following. So the video heads were placed not in a drum unit on fixed positions. They were placed on a so-called actuator that was a ceramic element, piezo ceramic element, which could be bended by applying a certain voltage on it. So if you supplied this piezo ceramic element with a certain voltage, this bending controlled the video head in a upper or lower position on the drum unit. That means the video head could be controlled electronically in a vertical position to the video tracks. So, is that incorrect? No, in a rectangular way, the video head could be controlled. So you have the tracking in that in one in this direction. The control of the video head could be in a normal or in a vertical position to that tracking.
The longitudinal direction.
Longitudinal tracks could be controlled in a vertical position by the video head. So the video head could find its real position on the tape, but it was used also during record to have real good parallel tracks in record. In record, it was, more or less a stable position was used for this head. It was only a static adjustment during record, so that the track width was equal on both heads. Two heads you need, two video heads in 180 degrees on the drum unit. But during playback, these both video heads could follow the tracks automatically in a dynamic way. Mm-hmm. So even the, if the track was bent in an S-curve or something like that, if the recording was made on a completely other video recorder, the track following could be achieved by those piezo ceramic elements mm-hmm. where the video heads were placed on. So this system was really a new system.